We saw that the previous seven stages were only preparatory stages of Sandhyavandanam, and only the following three stages are the main stages. And of these three, the first one we are seeing is the Arghya Pradhanam, offering of waters, or to be precise, throwing waters in the direction of the sun, with three mantras, namely Pranavaha, Vyahritihi, and Gayatri. And thereafterwards, one more Arghyam is offered as Prayaschitta Arghyam. Prayaschittam mainly for Kala Atyayaha, for doing Sandhyavandanam at a wrong time. And we were seeing the purpose of this Arghyam in the last class. And Veda gives a story which we saw, that some Rakshasas called Mandehaha did tapas and got a boon from Brahma, and the peculiar boon was they should fight with Suryaha. Adityaha naha yodha iti tani varamavrinita. And Prajapati helplessly accepted, and therefore these asuras attack Suryadeva, especially during sunrise and sunset. Tasmaduttishtantagum hava eta nirakshagamsi adityam. So abhidruvanti adityam, they attack. And to save the Adityaha, the sun, which is important for the survival of the world, the Brahmavadinaha Gayatriya Abhimantritena Ambasa Abhimantrita Apaha Urdhvam Vikshipanti. And when Gayatri is chanted and the waters are thrown upwards, Ta Eta Apaha Vajri Bhutva, they become Vajrayudhams, and they do not destroy the Mandehas, but they throw away the Mandeha into a dvipa island called Mandeharune Dvipe Prakshipanti. And since they are not destroyed, they don't keep quiet. Next day also they come. And therefore, what should they do? Again, they have to do Arghya Pradhanam. Otherwise, they will do Arghyam on the first day and keep quiet, because they are destroyed. So this is the story part. And we can see a philosophical significance also for this story. And here, the Mandeha Asura represents the Asuras within the individual, in the form of Dehabhimana and the consequent Raga, Dvesha, Kama, Krodhadi, thousands of negative thoughts. So here, man deha should be taken as mama deha. It is a problem. So mama deha, man deha. And because of this deha abhimanam comes thousands of rakshasas, deha abhimana janya asuri vrittayaha. And which alone is described in the Gita 16th chapter in the name of Asuri Sampat. And the Surya Devata represents the Atma within. So, Swayam Prakashaha Suryaha, Swayam Prakashaha Atma. And because of the Dehabhimana and the consequent Asura Vritti, the Atma is attacked as it were, Atma is destroyed as it were. And how can they destroy Atma? Atma is Adaraha Amritaha. Destruction of Atma is covering the Atma from our vision. Because when something is covered, it is as good as destroyed. And that's why in Ishavasya Upanishad, they are called Atmahano Jana. Atmahanaha means those who have destroyed the Atma by covering the Atma through what is called Ajnanadi Dosha. And therefore Arghya Pradhanam is done to remove the Dehabhimana. And the Dehabhimana, the bodily identification, is supposed to be more during the Sandhya. So either early morning time, elindirukkirade kashtam. And similarly, in the dusk time also, the Abhimana is supposed to be more. And therefore, Arghya Pradhanam can be philosophically taken as the removal of Dehabhimana by Gayatri Mantra, so that Atma is not covered. So this is the Arghya Pradhanam, the 8th item. Now we will go to the 9th item, which is also another important stage of Sandhya Vandana, and that is Sandhyopasanam or Abheda Dhyanam. And here, as the very word shows, Sandhyopasanam is meditating upon Sandhya Devi. And we have already seen the meaning of Sandhya as Ishwaraha Ishwari. So this is Ishwari Dhyanam or Ishwara Dhyanam, Sandhya Upasanam. And the Upasanam is generally done in two different ways. One type of Upasanam is Bheda Upasanam. And the other type of Upasanam is Abheda Upasanam. In Bheda Upasanam, we meditate upon the Lord as though the Lord is different. So in fact, most of our pujas and meditations are Bheda Upasanam only. When you worship Rama, you see him to be different. Similarly Krishna, similarly Ganapati, similarly Devi. You invoke outside, you worship outside, you meditate upon as though the Lord is outside. But we know the ultimate Vedantic teaching. What is the teaching? The Lord is non-different from me, is the teaching. And therefore, to train the mind of the student, the scriptures themselves prescribe Abheda Upasanam as the higher stage. It is otherwise known as Ahangraha Upasanam. Aham eva grihyate yasmin upasane. And in this Abheda Upasanam, I don't invoke the Lord anywhere else, but I invoke the Lord in myself. And I see that the Lord and me, I are one and the same. And after this Abheda Upasanam alone, one becomes fit for Vedanta Vicharaha. Because in Vedanta Vichara, we are getting Abheda Jnanam. What is the difference between Abheda Upasanam and Abheda Jnanam? In Abheda Upasanam, I see the oneness only as an imagination. It is not a fact for me. I imagine I am God. And in the back of my mind, there is teasing. What are you saying? Are you God? Then we ourselves console. Imagine dhane pannikana. Imagine pandrathila tappu illai. So therefore, at Abheda Upasanam level, there is no enquiry, there is no understanding, it is a mere imagination, just as imagining Vishnu upon a stone. If stone can be imagined as Vishnu, why can't I, slightly better than stone, slightly better na shaped and again, not in any other thing. Stone cannot eat. I seem to be eating regularly. Therefore, chetana rupena utkrishtaha, achetana ashma pekshaya. So therefore, if Vishnu can be invoked in a stone, why can't I invoke the very same Lord in me? Therefore, I invoke and imagine. Idhuku perenna Abheda Upasanam. Whereas in Vedanta, after thorough inquiry, we come to discover that I am God is not an invocation, it is not imagination, it is the statement of a fact. So when it is converted into a fact, it becomes jnanam. When it is an imagination, it is upasana. And after getting jnanam, suppose a person remembers, I am God. A person dwells upon this fact. It is called nididhyasanam. So, imagination is called upasanam. Dwelling upon something which is a fact for me is called nididhyasanam. And for ajnanis, abheda is upasanam. For jnanis, abheda is nididhyasanam. For ajnanis, abheda. Abhedaha na thirirudhulyo, oneness. Abheda, abheda shulhi. Oneness is imagination. For jnanis, oneness is nididhyasanam, assimilation. So thus, sandhya vandanam or sandhya upasanam, the ninth stage, can function in two different ways. Vedantam padichathukku apparam sandhyavandanam pandradana, it will become abheda nididhyasanam. Vedantam padikkirathukku minnala sandhyavandanam pandrathu sonna, it becomes abheda upasanam. So this is called abheda dhyanam or sandhyopasanam. And what is the mantra involved here? The mantra is asau adityo brahma brahmaiva aham asmi. So asau adityaha brahma. So the suryaha, the sun, represents Ishvara or Brahman. And I represent Jiva, the individual. And I am saying, asau adityaha brahma, that sun is Brahman, and that Brahman is not far away, but tat brahma aham asmi. And you may ask, here only we are seeing abheda with Brahma, and how do you call it sandhyopasanam? Remember, Brahma and Sandhya are one and the same, as we have seen in the introduction itself. Only here it is put in Strilingam. The word Brahman is Napumsakalingam. Adana Vityasame Tavara. Both are one and the same. And this is based on the famous mantra of the Taittiriya Upanishad. Sayaschayam Purushe Yaschasavadityye Sayekaha. So Adityye Yat Chaitanyam Vartate, Purushe yat chaitanyam vartate, tat chaitanyam ubhayamapi ekameva. The differences are superficial only. But all these details, if it is nididhyasanam, Vedantam padikyatavan vandhi idellam therinjikavandam, I imagine that Sandhya Devi is myself. As we have in Lalita Sahasranama, Arunam Karuna Tarangitakshim Dhritapashankusha Pushpabana Chapam Animadibhiravratam Mayukaihi Aham Ityeva Vibhavaye Bhavani. A similar thing is said here. And generally what they do during this time is they touch the heart with both the hands, indicating the Chaitanyam, Hridaya Gata Chaitanyam. So this is the eighth stage, Sandhyopasanam or Abheda Dhyanam. And why this is important? Because this is the ultimate goal of life. And therefore this is considered a very important stage of Sandhyavandanam. And then comes the tenth and the final item, namely the Adityadi Tarpanam. So in this, Tarpanam is done by offering waters. That is the easiest and cheapest. And Tarpanam literally means pleasing. Tarpayati preenane sandosha padutharadu. Pleasing a person. So whether it is Aditya Tarpanam or Pitru Tarpanam, Amavasya Tarpanam, ella edathilayum Tarpanam sonna pleasing nidanartham, pleasing through offering. And first we have nine offerings to the nine grahas. So Adityam Tarpayami, Somam Tarpayami, Angarakam Tarpayami, Udhan Tarpayami, Brihaspatin Tarpayami, Shukran Tarpayami, Saneshtaran Tarpayami, Rahum Tarpayami, Ketum Tarpayami. So therefore Navagraha Prarthana is involved. So therefore lot of byproduct benefit also we get. Edavad graha doshangal irundhudeshana, all those graha doshas will go away. And it is also the appreciation of the totality. Because we always live as a frog in the well, remembering our family, our office, our children, our house, our neighborhood. But this is an opportunity to remember the solar system and the totality and how they are contributing for our survival. This serves as an expansion of the vision. And after Navagraha Tarpanam, there is Tarpanam of the Lord in His 12 forms. Keshavam Tarpayami, Narayanam Tarpayami, etc. The 12 names of Vishnu are uttered here. Because generally prayers are directed towards Vishnu, because Vishnu is the protector deity. So that is why most of the prayers are to Lord Vishnu. Therefore here also we seek the protection, the blessing of the Lord by uttering these names. So with this Navagraha and Ishvara Tarpanam, the first part gets concluded. So this is called the Purva Angam of the Sandhyavandanam, or the Purva Bhaga of Sandhyavandanam. So this is done sometimes at home itself in a room, or generally it is supposed to be done in the rivers or tanks, etc. So after snanam, and there itself, because it is convenient to offer jalam. Athala panditeshana, we have to take one uddharani and carefully vidanam, adukoru thatta vechikanam, water will be all over spilling. So therefore we have to be very, very economical. Whereas in rivers or tanks, we can offer in plenty. Adityam Tarpayami, Somam Tarpayami. Adu rendu kaiyalum vidalam. Idhula yana oru kaiyila uddharani, oru kaiyila jalam eduthukanam. Therefore generally Sandhyavandanam is done. Sandhyavandanam means the first part is done outside in the rivers, etc. And they come to the rooms or temples, etc. for japa part only. And that is why in many books, the mantras for asanam are given only in the second part. Because there is no question of asanam in the first part, because it is done in the rivers or tanks, etc. So, but it is not that it is compulsory, because we don't have rivers or tanks. Mailapur la pona anga cricket valaiyadendruka tank la, and the rivers kadaikiradhu koovam irukku adhula eppadi pandrathu. So therefore we can do it at home itself. That is why I said about the asanam in the first part itself. That somebody asked me, that's why I said asanam vandu sandhyavandanathukku solla maatale, japathukku thane asanam solluva sonna. That is correct. But if we are doing at home both of them, asanam can be in the beginning itself. So with this, the Purvangam is over. Now we are entering the second part of Sandhyavandanam, generally known as Gayatri Japaha or Uttarangam. And they say this japa should be done in a conducive place where the mind can be in concentration. Therefore, temples or any other secluded and sacred place is supposed to be ideal. But if such places are not nearby or not available, at home itself we choose a sacred place which is used for puja and other things. Okay. Now this second anga also has got 10 divisions, just as we had the previous one. So the first 4 are common as in the first. What are they? Asanam, Vigneshwara Dhyanam, Pranayamaha and Sankalpaha. These 4 are common. So therefore I am not explaining them. Asanam plus Achamanam, rendu. So Asanam and Achamanam, Ganapati Dhyanam, Pranayamaha and Sankalpaha. So to remind you the meaning, Achamanam is sipping the water, remembering the Lord. Ganapati Dhyanam is Shuklambaradaram Vishnum. And Pranayamaha is the Pranayama mantra chanted with the breathing. And then Sankalpaha, taking a resolve that I am doing this. And in Sankalpa, there will be the difference. So there it is Pratas Sandhyam Upasishye. But here Pratas Sandhya Gayatri Japam Karishye. And similarly, Madhyanika Gayatri Japam Karishye. And Sayam Sandhya Gayatri Japam Karishye, according to the time. So these are the first 4 parts. And from the 5th stage onwards, there are differences, and we will see one by one. So the 5th stage is Pranayamaha. So already we had Pranayama before, but that is done only once. In fact, it is called Prayaschitta Pranayamaha. Pranayama doing once is called Prayaschitta Pranayamaha. Edavadu tappu vandirundhadu sonna pariharam madri. But now in the 5th stage, Pranayama is not once, but it is to be done either thrice or 10 times. Okay, but thrice or 10 times, chenna, we will always vote for thrice. It's lesser than. So breathing Japamum shendu pandradeshana 3 times. But suppose a person doesn't do the breathing drill, but only chants the mantra, then he is supposed to chant 10 times. So pranayama plus pranayama mantra is 3 times. Pranayama mantra alone 10 times. And the Shastram itself tells why this division. Balanam, Vriddhanam, Roginam Chakrate, Mantra Matram. Ellathukku slogam ezhuthi vechirukka. So for children, 10 times chonna porum, breathing ella avalukku panna theriyadhu. Vriddhanam, old people, avalukkum long pranayama may be difficult. Roginancha, for them also, பூச்சை நேரம் இழுத்து நின்றுட்டா என்ன பண்ணுறது, அது மகா கஷ்டமாயிடும். அதனால் அதெல்லாம் பண்ண வேண்டாப்பா, பேசாமல் 10 நேரம் சொன்னா போகிறோம். And if a person is doing this pranayama, then he has to do 3 things, Purakam, Rechakam, Kumbhakam, or Purakam, Kumbhakam, Rechakam. So this I had discussed in the Gita, but just shortly I remind you, Purakam is filling up the lungs with air, that is deep breathing in, and Kumbhakam is retaining the air for some time, and thereafterwards Rechakam means deep breathing out. And this is done in 2 different ways. Once it is done by breathing through the left nostril and breathing out through the right nostril. And the second time the breathing is in is through the right nostril and breathing out through the left nostril. And this pranayama is studied. One is Surya Nadi, one is Chandra Nadi. அந்த நாடி சுத்தி எல்லாம் வரும், நாடி சுத்தி துவாரா அந்தக்கரண சுத்தி வரும் சொல்லி, இட்ஸ் எ பிக் சயின்ஸ் பை இட் செல். அண்ட் இட் ஈஸ் ஃபார் திஸ் பர்பஸ் எலோன். ஜெனரலி தே ஹோல்ட் தி நோஸ். ஸோ ஜெனரலி தே டேக் தி 2 ஃபிங்கர்ஸ், தி லாஸ்ட் தட் இஸ் லிட்டில் ஃபிங்கர் அண்ட் ரிங் ஃபிங்கர் ஒன் சைட், தி அதர் 2 மிடில் அண்ட் இண்டெக்ஸ் ஃபிங்கர்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபோல்டட், and the thumb is also open so that they can press one nose from both sides. Rendama sethi mudabudadu. So therefore first you press one, the other is used, then you press the other, the one is used. And when this pranayama is done, the pranayama mantra is also to be chanted. I said such a pranayama is called sagarbha பிராணாயாமா. மந்திரம் இல்லாம சொன்னா அகர்பம், மந்திரத்தோட சொன்னா சகர்பம். மந்திரம் சொல்றது வந்து எதுக்காக? தேகாபிமானம் வராம இருக்கிறதுக்காக அப்படி மந்திரம் சொல்றோம். லைக் டேக்கிங் அன் ஆன்டிபயோட்டிக்ஸ் அண்ட் பி காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் சைட் பை சைட், யூ டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஹெல்த், but at the same time pray to the Lord, O Lord, may I not get into Dehabhimana. And generally the proportion prescribed is the pranayama mantra first portion, Om Bhuh Om Bhuvah Om Suvah Om Mahah Om Janah Om Tapah Om Satyam, aduvara purakam. தசவிதவரேணியம் பர்கோ தேவஸ்ய தீமஹி தியோ யோனஃ பிரஜோதயாத் கும்பகம் ஓமாபோ ஜோதிரசோமிருதம் பிரம்ம பூர்பவஸ்வரோம் ரேசகம். ஸோ தி ஃபஸ்ட் பார்ட் ஆஃப் பிராணாயாமா இஸ் ஃபார் பூரகம், தி காயத்ரி பார்ட் இஸ் கும்பகம், அண்ட் காயத்ரி சிரஸ் ஃபைனல் பார்ட் இஸ் ஃபார் ரேசகம். So what is the pranayama mantra? That I have already discussed in the first portion. I hope you remember. Om Bhuh Om Bhuvah Om Suvah Om Mahah Om Janah Om Tapah Om Satyam. Up to this is called what? Vyahruti portion. Then Tatsavitruvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Gayatri portion. அண்ட் ஓமாபா ஜோதிரசா அமிர்தம் பிரம்ம பூர்புவஸ்வரோம் இஸ் கால்டு காயத்ரி சிரஸ் போர்ஷன். ஸோ ஃபார் டீடைல்ஸ் யூ ரெஃபர் டு யுவர் நோட்ஸ் ஆர் மெமரி, விச் எவர் இஸ் ஸ்ட்ராங்கர். ஓகே, ஸோ வித் திஸ் தி பிராணாயாமா பார்ட் இஸ் ஓவர். இன்சிடென்டலி you will find when they do pranayama, at the end of it they do like that. So they say very interesting thing, that when we do this pranayama, our outgoing breath is coming in contact with the hand, and outgoing breath is a chill. So therefore, since it touches the hand is supposed to become impure, and therefore we are supposed to purify the hand. And how to purify? You cannot go elsewhere, because inge pranayama pannindirukom. So they say in the right ears Ganga is there. So have you seen Ilanga Gavada? The belief is that there is Ganga in the right ear. And why do we say Ganga is there in the right ear? Because the Gayatri itself is chanted on the right ear. Therefore, it is supposed to be the purer one between these two. When the brahmachari gets the upanayanam sacred thread ceremony, when the Gayatri upadesha is done by the father has to utter secretly the Gayatri mantra on the right ear. Anala Ganga is there, Gayatri is there. Appa enna pannanamna kada thottu vachna gangaya thottathukku samanam. அதனால தான் சில பேர்லாம் அந்த கொட்டாவி விடுறதே கூட, கொட்டாவி சொல்லுவாள் அதாட் இஸ் யானிங், இப்படி பண்ணுவான். ஏதோ பழக்கம் என்னதுன்னே தெரியாது நமக்கு. தி ஐடியா இஸ் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஹேண்ட். அதுதான் கொஞ்ச நாள் கழிஞ்சால் இப்படி வச்சுட்டு விடுவான், இப்படி இப்படியே பண்ணுவான். இப்போ பிராணாயாமம் பண்ணுறதே ஒம்பது ஒம்பது இட்ஸ் சப்போஸ் டு பி இப்படி பண்ணி இப்படி தொடணும். அது சிம்பிளிஃபை பண்ணி சிம்பிளிஃபை பண்ணி சிம்பிளிஃபை பண்ணி 50 வருஷமாக பண்ணுறான் அர்த்தம். அதனால் போக போக போ டிஸ்டன்ஸ் போ டிஸ்டன்ஸ் போய் 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 கடைசியில் இப்படி 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 பண்ணிட்டு இருப்பேன். என்னடாப்பா டமரு அடிக்கிற மாதிரி இருக்கேன். சரி, ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் பிராணாயாமா. ஸோ இஃப் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் தி பிராணாயாமா இட் செல்ஃப் 3 தரம் பண்ணினா போறும் டீப் பிரீத்திங். அதர்வைஸ் தசவாரம் மந்திர மாத்திர ஜபம். But that excuse is only for 3, balas, vriddhas and rogis. Healthy people are supposed to do pranayama. So with this pranayama part is over. Next comes the Gayatri Japaha. And before Gayatri Japa itself, certain invocation mantras are involved. So first we will see the preparatory invocations, which is the part of Gayatri Japa. And incidentally, for this pranayama also they have the Rishihi, Devata and Chandas, and therefore in this book they have given that also. பிரணவஸ்ய ரிஷிர் பிரம்ம தேவி காயத்ரி சந்தஹ பரமாத்மா தேவதா பூராதி சப்தவியாகிருதீனாம் அத்ரிபிருகு குத்ஸ வசிஷ்ட கௌதம காஷ்யப ஆங்கீரச ரிஷயஹ காயத்ரி உஷ்ணிக் அனுஷ்டுப் ப்ருஹதி பங்க்தி த்ரிஷ்டுப் ஜகதி சந்தாம்சி அக்னிவாயு அர்க்கவாகீஷ வருணேந்திர விஸ்வே தேவே தேவா தேவதா. So there I don't have much to explain, because they are the names of rishis and names of Vedic meters and the names of the 7 devatas of the pranayama mantra. And therefore before pranayama they are also uttered. Okay. So the first part is called Gayatri Avahanam before the japa is to be done. And here also a mantra is chanted, Ayatu Varada Devi அக்ஷரம் பிரம்ம சம்மிதம் காயத்ரீம் சந்தசாம் மாதா இதம் பிரம்ம ஜுஷஸ்வநஹ. So in this mantra, Gayatri Devi is invited and installed in the heart. And when I say Gayatri, it means Sandhya Devi, because Gayatri is one of the names of Sandhya Devi. So you can say Gayatri or Savitri or Saraswati. These are three names of one Ishvara or Ishvari, Sandhya. And this is not only before this japa, before any japa, this is to be done. That is the deity on which the japa is done. That deity is invoked in our heart. And after installation alone, I am supposed to chant the mantra. And what is the meaning of this mantra? Gayatri Ayatu. So that is the main sentence. May Gayatri come and take her seat in my heart. In fact, Shlokathil vandu Gayatrim solli dvitiyala irukku. We have to convert into Prathama. Prathamarthe Dvitiya. Gayatri Ayadu. Ayadu na varattum nartam. Welcome to Gayatri. And the rest of the words are the glorification of the Gayatri. Varada. The one who gives all the boons. Varam dadati iti varada. So if we ask for prosperity, she will give that. If we ask for health, she will give that. If we ask for wealth, she will give that. And if by mistake we ask for moksha, generally kakamata, tappittavari kettudeshana, she can give that also. Varada. Then Devi. Devi is the Swayam Prakasha Rupa, the effulgent goddess, the bright goddess. And in philosophical language, Chaitanya Swarupa, Swayam Prakasha Chaitanyatmika. And Aksharam Brahma Samyitam. And who is equal to Aksharam Brahma, that is the infinite Brahman, the imperishable truth. Samyitam shunna tulyam nartam. Brahma Samyitam means who is equal to Brahman, who is none other than Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And Aksharam means the immortal, imperishable. And then another glory is Chandasam Mata. So who is the mother of all the Vedic mantras? And that is the reason Gayatri becomes the most sacred mantra of all the Vedic mantras. So many reasons are given, which we will see later. But one reason we get here, Chandasam Mata. In the arthala, Chandas chunna Veda mantrangal naduthukanam. And mother of all the Vedic mantras. And for what purpose I am inviting you? Idam Brahma Jushasvanaha. Here Brahma means stotram, glorification. Stuti nartam. So, ore mantratile modalla Brahma sonna Brahman sonno. Rendavathu tharam Brahma solrapodu stotram. So, this stotram of ours, this glorification of ours, Jushasva. Jushasva means grihana,
May you receive, may you accept.
And what is the stotram that we are going to give? That comes in the next part. Ojosi, sahosi, balamasi, brajosi, devanam dhamanamasi, vishvamasi vishvayuhu, sarvamasi sarvayuhu, abhibhuhu om. And idatha idam brahma shunna. And the slohatla idam brahma angarabodhu stotram shunna maliyo. What is that stotram? Ojosi, sahosi, balamasi, brajosi. So the essence of this glorification is, O Sandhya Devi, you are everything. You are sarvam. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Brahmai vedam vishwamidam varishtam. Only thing is, instead of using the word Brahman, here Sandhya Devi is addressed. And here Sandhya Devi is called as Gayatri. Okay, what is the meaning of this? Ojaha. Ojaha means Indriya Shaktihi. You are the power in the sense organ. Which sense organs? All the 10 sense organs. Pancha Jnanendriyanam, Pancha Karmendriyanam cha Shaktihi Tvamasi. And by saying that you are the Shakti behind the sense organs, indirectly, what is he asking for? You give me Indriya Shakti. So, chala edathile ella kekamaleye kepa. Idu nanna irukku, nanna irukku, nanna irukku, repeated-a sonna enna artham? Kudupano paarpa. Illina, is this extra, ungata extra irukku, ungata extra irukku, onnu kettade seluthuna. It looks like a kelvi, but it is not a question, but it is a request. Sometimes when you are going in the car, suppose they want a lift, nee enga poren kepa. There means what? If you can give me a lift, I will be happy. Adhumadri, there are so many ways of indirect questions. Adhuk pere, sambodhana dhuvani shulva. See, Dayananda Swamiji used to tell. Seems there is a famous mantra, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So the peculiarity of this mantra is, all the words in this mantra are addressing the Lord. Hare na he Hare, he Rama, he Krishna. And generally, after addressing the Lord, why Lord, addressing anyone, you tell something. Chalo vandamo, Rama inge va kooptayam chunga. Inge vanda, naam vattuk inge paathan rake. And apana kondanere ganji poyitayam. So that fellow will be wondering, why did you call me? Similarly, when we address the Lord, after addressing we should say, Trahimam, Pahimam, Varam Dadatu, Jnanam Dadatu, or at least Annam Dadatu. Ennavadu Vanam Solla Vendamo. But the most popular mantra contains only calling the Lord. Apparam Bhagavan Vandu Nikkararinga. அப்புறம் என்ன பண்ற? ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே. பகவான் வந்து கிட்டக்கு வந்து பார்க்கற, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. சோ வாட் இஸ் தி மீனிங்? பகவான் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் வில் பி கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட். தென் சாமிஜி யூஸ் டு டெல் தட் இன் தி வெரி அட்ரஸ் தி ரிக்வஸ்ட் ஈஸ் தேர் கர்ப்பிதம். பிகாஸ் தி வேர்ட் ஹரி மீன்ஸ் Remover of papam. Harati papani iti harihi. Similarly, Krishna also means the remover of papam. Karshati sarvani papani. Similarly, Rama is reveling in the Atman.
அப்ப என்ன அர்த்தம்? ஹே ஹரே கூப்பிட்டு சொன்னா அர்த்தம் என்ன? யூ ஆர் தி ரிமூவர் ஆஃப் பாபம், தெர்ஃபோர் உனக்கு என்ன வேலை? பாபத்தை ரிமூவ் பண்ண. சிமிலர்லி ஹியர் ஆல்சோ சாமிஜி கிவ்ஸ் டு கிவ் அன் எக்ஸாம்பிள். தட்ஸ் இந்த ட்ரெயின்ல போற சமயத்துல சாயாவாலா கூப்பிடுவான். அவன் கூப்பிட்டு ஒண்ணுமே சொல்ல மாட்டானா. பட் ஈவன் இஃப் ஹி டசன்ட் சே எனி திங், தி சாயாவாலா நோஸ் வை ஹி ஹஸ் கால்ட். ஹி ஹஸ் சர்டன்லி நாட் கால்ட் ஃபார் குசல பிரச்சனை. எப்படி இருக்க, சௌக்கியமா, குழந்தை குட்டி எல்லாம் சௌக்கியமா இருக்கா? நோ. அதனால அவனை கூப்பிட்டாலே அவன் வந்து ஒரு கப்பை எடுத்துட்டே வருவான். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் வாட்? சம்போதனா துவனி. சாயாவாலா கூப்பிட்டான்னு அர்த்தம், சாய எனக்கு கொடு. காஃபி வாலா கூப்பிட்டா என்ன அர்த்தம், காஃபி எனக்கு கொடு. அதே மாதிரி நிறைய காய்கறி இருக்கிற சமயத்தில் நமக்கு என்ன காய்கறி வேணுமோ அதை சொல்லித்தான் கூப்பிடுவோம். ஏ முருங்கைக்காய் இங்கே வா சொல்லுவோம். அப்போ இவனுக்கு முருங்கைக்காய் வேணும்னு அர்த்தம், கத்திரிக்காய் இங்கே வானா கத்திரிக்காய் வேணும்னு அர்த்தம். அது மாதிரி ஓஜோ சீனா என்ன அர்த்தம், எனக்கு ஓஜச கொடு. கிவ் மீ இந்திரிய சக்தி. சஹோசி, சஹா மீன்ஸ் மனசக்தி, விச் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பிகாஸ் வி ஃபேஸ் லாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் இன் லைஃப், அப்ஸ் அண்ட் டவுன்ஸ். எங்கே திரும்பினாலும் ப்ராப்ளம். அப்பா சரியில்லை, அம்மா சரியில்லை, இல்லைன்னா ஒய்ஃப் சரியில்லை, ஹஸ்பண்ட் சரியில்லை, அதெல்லாம் சரி இருந்தால் குழந்தை சரியில்லை, அதெல்லாம் சரியில்லைன்னா பேரன் பேத்தி சரியில்லை, ஏதாவது ஒன்று வந்துட்டே இருக்கோம். பகவானே கிவ் மீ மனசக்தி டு விட்ஸ்டாண்ட் எதையும் தாங்கும் இதயத்தை கொடு. சோ சஹோசி பலமசி ஷரீரசக்தி. ஸோ மனசு நல்லா இருக்கு, ஆனால் உடம்பு தான் ஒன்று கொண்ட வாடம் ஏதாவது வந்துட்டே இருக்கு. கை வலிச்சது சொன்னா அப்புறம் கால் வலிக்கிறது, கால் வலிக்கிறது சொல்லுதுன்னா முதுகு வலிக்கிறது, முதுகு வலிச்சதுன்னா தலை வலிக்கிறது, அதெல்லாம் சொல்லுதுன்னா பல்லு ப்ராப்ளம். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் கான்ஸ்டன்ட் பிசிக்கல் ப்ராப்ளம் மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். அண்ட் ரிமெம்பர், ஈவன் ஃபார் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் பர்சியூட் தேகசக்தி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். அண்ட் தேர்ஃபோர் ஓ லார்ட் ஆர் ஓ காடஸ் ஆர் ஓ மதர் கிவ் மீ தேகசக்தி. அஃப்கோர்ஸ் நான் கிவ் மீ சொல்கிறேன், அங்கே கிவ் மீ கிடையாது, ஞாபகம் வச்சுக்கணும். யூ ஆர் இந்திரிய சக்தி, யூ ஆர் மனசக்தி, யூ ஆர் ஷரீரசக்தி. தென் பிராஜோசி, யூ ஆர் பிரைட். பிராஜஹா சொல்லுத்துனா பிரில்லியன்ஸ், ஷரீர காந்தி. இந்த கலை சொல்லலை இல்லையா? So therefore you are a brilliant one, shining one, effulgent one, bright one. Then devanam dhama asi, you are the abode of gods. Dhama solluthuna house or abode. So from this we get a nice idea that once you worship one sandhya devi, you have worshipped all the gods. Anala separate a oru oru devathaikkum pooja panna venda, oru sandhya devikku pannina ellarkum panna maari tha. So as they say in the puranas that the cow has got all the devatas in her, therefore cow worship is supposed to be sarva devata aaradhanam. Adhe maadhiri brahmananey solluva அந்த காலத்தில். அஃப்கோர்ஸ் தேர்ஃபோர் பிராமணா இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு பி தி அபோர்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி தேவதாஸ். அதனால பிராமணனுக்கு பூஜை பண்ணினா எல்லா தேவதைக்கும் பூஜை பண்ணத்துக்கு சமானம். சிமிலர்லி சந்தியா ஆராதனம் இஸ் சர்வ தேவதா ஆராதனம் பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் தேவானாம் தாமாசி. அப்புறம் நாமாசி, யூ ஆர் ஆல் தி நேம். So all names belong to you. Why? Because all forms belong to you. Very simple. So since all forms belong to you, all names also belong to you. All this we can appreciate better If you look from Vedantic angle, Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavihi, Brahmagno, etc. Then Vishwamasi, etc. comes, which we will see in the next class. Hari Om. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.